Here's a little song that, that's just a little song you might like, called The Little Old Wine Drinker Me. I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm stuck here in this bar room in old Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I match the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. If they ask who's that fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Take it one time, Denny. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my lady left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd take a job and soon forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. If they ask who's that fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. I'll say, little old wine drinker me. Thank you very much. You know, I run into a little old school kid out here the other day. I'll just tell you this for a minute. He was complaining about what he had for lunch at school, you know, and I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. And I told him, I said, well, you know, when I went to school, we lived on a farm, and we didn't even have money for a lunchroom, so we had to take our lunches. And till I was about grown, I thought the only kind of sandwich you had was a collard sandwich, because that's what we had pretty regular. I like collard greens, but, I don't know. They just don't work out in a sandwich. But anyhow, I'd taken that collard sandwich to school so much that I couldn't afford to throw it away or I'd have to starve to death. So I decided one day that I was going to see if I couldn't swap lunches with one of them other kids without them knowing it. We all put our lunches on a rack in the back of the room, and I said, well, as soon as that bell rings, I'm going to jump up there and grab me somebody else's lunch. They bound to have something better than me. And I figured the chances of having another collard sandwich was probably 1,000,000 to 1. So the bell rang, and I run to the back of the room, and I just grabbed the first sack I could get a hold of, and out the door I went, and I crawled under the schoolhouse. Opened that thing up, I knew it had to be something great. And I was feeling sorry all the time for the kid that got that collard sandwich I'd left. I opened that bag up, you know what was in there? I'm going to tell you what was in that bag, this is true. There wasn't nothing but 3 hickory nuts and a claw hammer in there.
I carried a bean sandwich.
If that don't teach you a lesson, I don't know. Oh, me, oh, me. Out in the wildwood, sitting on a log, finger on the trigger, eye on a hog. Let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Let me be your salty dog. Well, I pulled the trigger, the gun said go. The shot fell over into Mexico. Let me be your salty dog. Play it. Well, look here, Sal, I know you run down stocking and wore out shoes. Let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Let me be your salty dog, baby. Standing on the corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom of my shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Well, let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Just let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Thank you. Salty dog rag. All right. I'll tell you what. You know, it's hotter up here than it was a while ago. But I don't believe it's as hot as old boy's telling me and him the other day. We stopped out in a watermelon field where they was hoeing watermelons. He said, boy, it's hot out in this watermelon field. I said, yeah, I can tell it. I ain't even working with a hoe. He said, well, I can tell you just how hot it is. I said, what does your thermometer read? He says, I ain't got no thermometer. I said, well, how can you tell me just how hot it is? He said, see over there under that tree, out there at the edge of the row? I said, yeah. He said, well, I just seen a bird pick a worm out of the ground with a potholder. That could have been warmed. I don't know. Ooh, whatever you think. What do you think, buddy?
We ought to do a real old slow waltz.
All right, let's do a little. Would y'all like to hear a good waltz? This man can play one of the best fiddle waltzes around. Play us a waltz, Denny.
Just one, though. That's all I can do.
All right, do one. That's all we want. All right, one at a time. Get up and waltz, just help yourself right there on the stage. I'm serious. To the attention of any of the folk life people in charge, if you've seen the choir that's supposed to come on, let us know. You know, we're just kind of like a runaway train. We can stay here and do something, I reckon, forever, can't we? I tell you, we're liable to do something silly and something sillier than that. What you want to do now? Okay, let's do one. All right, let's do the one I know. I ain't got time to learn one. Well, once I lived the life of wine and roses, and then I drank a lot back then for one concern. Success for me lay just around the corner. I thought my social friends would help me make the turn. I'm paying for the days of wine and roses, a victim of the drunken life I chose. Now all my social friends look down their noses, 'cause I kept the wine and threw away the rose.
I stood by and watched the bottle slowly take control. The turn I made was not the one I planned. I watched my social standing slip away from me, while I slowly watched the bottle take command. Now I'm paying for the days of wine and rosé. A victim of the drunken life I chose. Now all my social friends look down their noses, 'cause I kept the wine and threw away the rose. Yes, I kept the wine and threw away the rose.
Thank you. Okay, I'll do a request for the fiddle player here. You got to do a request for the fiddle player, because if you don't and you get him mad at you, boy, he just do all kinds of things to mess you up.
Well, we don't dance the two-step anymore. All we need is a small part of the floor. The band can go on playing almost anything it wants. When we fall in love, everything's a waltz. Eyes were made for looking at what you want. Arms were made for touching what you want the most. Lips were made for telling I love you. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz. We don't dance the two-step anymore. All we need's a small part of the floor. The band can go on playing almost anything it wants. When you fall in love, everything's a waltz.
It's all right. It's all right. Just broke the string. Keep going. It's all right. All right, we broke a string. We're going to take a break a minute, and the sound man says he's got a few tapes he's going to play for you just a minute. Donald, if you got some tapes you want to stick in there, and we'll be right back as soon as we get the next group here. Y'all just stand by with us.
Excuse me, we've been doing a lot of clogging, having a good time, and if you haven't enjoyed this festival, it's your own fault, because it's really been great this year. The weather has thoroughly cooperated with us and everything else, so we've had a good time. How about y'all? Have y'all had a good time? Okay, that's what we like to hear. We're going to get our mic set up. I'm going to talk a little bit to you while they're doing that. We started out about 4 years ago. wanted to learn to clog because we saw it at the Stephen Foster Memorial. That's where we had seen some cloggers from over at Panama City long time ago. They clogged without any music, precision cloggers. And then we saw some from South and North Carolina that used to come down to the festival and clog. And my family, I have a son who's 19 now. He wanted to learn, and so did I and my husband. So Mama and Daddy said, well, whatever grandson wants to do, you know, they get to do. They provided us an instructor, Paul Wall from Gainesville. He came up and taught us how to clog, taught us all the basics and really worked with us. And we started about 2 years ago and just winging it on our own and been to a lot of competition and a lot of events that go on and have done real well. And the main thing, we've had a real good time. So we meet once a week and clog, and then we have classes 3 nights a week out at our barn. Mom and Daddy have a home right here about 3 miles north on White Springs. And we've just taken over his Butler building there that he built for a workshop and a tool shed and whatnot. It's about a 30 by 40. We've just taken it over and made a clogging barn out of it. So he's lost that and gained a whole bunch of cloggers. We do have a good time. Okay, move me where you want me. Just don't cut me off. We have a real good time and just thoroughly enjoy it. We're going to show you some footwork in a few minutes. Going to have a workshop. We do traditional style clogging, and what I mean by that, the footwork is low to the floor. This is a little bit rough to do a chug step on or a glide on, but we try to do the best we can on it. We're going to get y'all up here in just a little while and go through some calls and big circle square dance calls. That's what we like to do, and we're trying to keep it alive. I announced yesterday if anybody knew any square dance calls to contact me, and apparently y'all are not very old out there. Nobody got a hold of me. If you can't find me here, go up there where I'm making palmetto hats. I'm going to be there, and I want to talk to anybody that knows any square dance call, big circle square dance calls. So by all means, get a hold of me. Tom, you ready for our bunch?
Thank you. Give them a hand. That's right. Let them know how much you appreciate that.
My husband just told me to explain something to y'all. He said, "What did you call? Everybody understands me but the group." I pull things on them every now and then. I don't mean to, but I get a little spacey, and I have to admit it. They do a good job, though. They fill in. They just keep right on going. Whatever I call or what I don't call, they make up for it. We're going to bring on our little ones now and let them dance a little bit for you. They steal the show, so we try to keep them somewhere after we get through, you know. We're going to do an Appalachian-style square dance for you now. So you watch, and when we get through, we're going to let the band play just a little short number while we catch our breath, and then we're going to have a workshop. So don't run away. Now, I said that yesterday, and people begin to scatter. I'm telling you, you just missed the best part of the whole thing if you missed the workshop. So don't go leaving us.
Country club.
Country club. Thank you.
Thank you.